Along with hundreds of other state officials, Michael Finney, CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, spent a few days last week at the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island. The annual gathering offers decision makers from the public and private sectors a chance to connect with each other and learn more about the issues facing the state, along with possible remedies. After the conference, I caught up with Michael Finney and first asked him if there was a topic or discussion that he thought was worthy of more coverage than it got.
I think the fact that young people are really taking a close look at where employment opportunities are and making location decisions is something that's really important. That research came out of a study that was done by a number of different groups, but the University Research Corridor led
yeah.
it. Along with the Detroit Regional Chamber, the MEDC, and others. It was real important data because it suggested that we've now moved from, in round numbers, about 50% of our kids staying here to more than 60%. And so that was an important factor. And they're doing it because the jobs climate has improved so much.
Michigan's seasonally unadjusted unemployment rate in April stood at 8.4%. That's almost 3 percentage points lower than when Governor Snyder took office, but it's still frustratingly above the national average of 7.5%. What will it take to get Michigan closer, at least, to that national average?
Well, we've set a goal for ourselves of getting into the top 10 when it comes to having a lowest unemployment rate. And in order to do that, we still need to add about 150,000 jobs to our state if things were to stay static as of today. In other words, our state and all other states essentially stayed the same. We improved by 150,000 jobs. We would be in the top 10. So we have a long way to go. But the good news is that, you know, some 220 to 230,000 jobs have been created over the last 3 years. And that's an important data point that says we can continue to drive down the unemployment rate and get ourselves positioned to be one of the top 10 states.
What's happening right now at MEDC to speed that up?
Well, we're doing a lot. Our primary effort has centered around economic gardening. That was a term that we used going back to Governor Snyder first coming into office, and it had a number of components to it. It was about access to talent, access to capital, business-to-business connections, and so on. And on the major pieces, we're doing really well, which is access to capital and business-to-business connections. Some of our financial institutions are now investing, you know, billions of dollars in Michigan-based small and medium-sized companies that simply wasn't happening as a result of some of our partnering efforts with them. And then on the business-to-business piece, our two kickoff partners were DTE and Consumers Energy. They each committed $250 million of additional spending with Michigan-based companies. And at the Mackinac Policy Conference, they each increased their commitment fourfold to $1 billion each over a five-year period. Mm. So that kind of activity really drives an awful lot of jobs. That's the real point of it. And it was really important that they continue to expand their commitments.
The governor's office says there's about 56,000 job openings right now at mytalent.org. Talk to us about this perceived skills mismatch in Michigan. Is that improving as well, or where do we stand?
No, we still have a lot of work to do on the skills mismatch. The 56,000 is coming right out of job postings that we have on MI Talent. So businesses are posting jobs on a fairly regular basis now, and many of those are going unfilled. And it really covers the entire spectrum from low-skilled jobs to very highly skilled professional and technical jobs. We see an awful lot of need in the professional and technical space. Positions that require, like skilled trades positions, whether it's welding, machinist trades, et cetera. We see an awful lot of opportunities there. And we're trying to work with our community colleges and our four-year schools, and frankly, even to some extent with K through 12, to ensure that young people who have an interest in vocational types of occupation understand the opportunities that are there with businesses in our state.
I'd like to revisit this issue of more college students staying in Michigan. Is that purely a factor of the number of jobs available, or are there other reasons they're staying behind as well?
Well, this was the first significant study that I've seen that really spoke to young people about their location decisions. And it was very clear, the Michigan students who are choosing to stay here versus looking at options in other places are staying because Michigan's job climate has improved fairly dramatically. And as a result, we saw, I think, a 13 percentage point improvement and the number of kids that are staying in Michigan versus exiting after graduating from our colleges and universities.
Lending to businesses and startups was extremely sluggish for some time as a result of the recession. Where is that now, and how big a factor is that in economic development in Michigan?
Yeah, I briefly mentioned earlier our economic gardening efforts, and a major component of that was access to capital. One of the things that we discovered early on was that banks simply weren't lending. Companies couldn't find the debt capital they needed to, buy inventory, hire individuals, expand facilities, et cetera. And so we came up with a program that has since been scaled to the federal level called the State Small Business Credit Initiative, or SSBCI. And under that program, we have a pool of about $100 million total that we use as collateral support or to participate in loans with banks when our businesses are looking for debt. And the neat thing about it, it's our most active tool from an economic development standpoint. You would think that, grants and other programs might be more readily available and more interesting, but because a loan tool provides capital immediately when companies need it, it has been highly effective. We're doing about one deal a day. The banks play a critical role because they do all the underwriting, and we simply participate either to cover collateral gaps that exist or to participate in the loan.
Explain the importance of the personal property tax here in Michigan and why MEDC supports its elimination.
Yeah, the personal property tax really serves as a disincentive for businesses to buy additional equipment and other personal property and have it located here in the state of Michigan. I came from the private sector, and each time we went out and bought another piece of equipment to expand our operations, that equipment was taxed as personal property. In many, many other states, you do not have a personal property tax on equipment. And as a result, companies are incentivized to locate expansions there versus here in Michigan. It's a very straightforward proposition. Now, there is a downside to eliminating it as well, and that those taxing jurisdictions in our state who have grown to depend on the personal property tax need to have some kind of an equitable fix to the change. And I'm not here to offer any opinions about what that fix ought to be, but I know that our governor and our legislative leaders are working on a fix so that local units of government or taxing jurisdictions will in fact be able to maintain their financial needs. But the importance of changing the message to the business community is one that we clearly support.
It's interesting because that decision will be in the hands of the voters here in about 18 months.
Yeah, my understanding is that we're on a glide path right now to making the change to the personal property tax, and it should be one that will allow both communities and the business community to enjoy the positive outcome as a result of the change.
Questions have been raised over the legality of the special assessment, which has been proposed as a means to raise that replacement revenue. Do you fear court involvement in this process?
Well, again, I'm not the expert in terms of what the ultimate solution will be or should be. There's a lot of folks much closer to that than I am who I think would offer a lot more strong opinions and, frankly, facts about it. But we are very supportive of the change because it will send the right kind of message to businesses that they should continue investing in the state of Michigan when they have expansion opportunities.
Some number of small businesses, not just in Michigan, but across the country as well, are suggesting that because of the Affordable Care Act mandates about health insurance coverage, that they'll be forced to cut some employees' hours to below 30 hours a week. Is that a concern for MEDC?
Well, we've heard from a few businesses. It has not been an overwhelming number that I can say we've personally heard from, but they do express concerns. And we think that's an issue that, those businesses really need to work to resolve and make decisions about with respect to the employment level of the individuals who work for them. It's not an issue that creates a competitive disadvantage for Michigan because it applies to all businesses in the United States. The issue has been, properly debated at every level right up to the Supreme Court. And so right now we're really trying to focus on business climate changes that can be affected at the state level to try and continue to help businesses to grow. So with small businesses in particular, we're trying to make it easier for them to get access to talent, access to capital, access to business services, business-to-business connections, because if we can continue to facilitate business growth in our state, issues like the Affordable Care Act and others that we literally have no control over because they're federally mandated at this point, we trust will not put our companies at a competitive disadvantage. And so our effort is really looking forward, trying to help businesses grow here using the tools that we have available to us.
Michael Finney is CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Michael, thanks. Good to see you.
Thank you.